So if we go back to toilet provision, so the council have opened a consultation exercise at the moment, asking about toilet provision in towns. It seems to be pretty open-ended. So we should have a little discussion about what we think it might be appropriate in Aberfeldy. I guess to me, there's two options. One is to have one is to improve the current comfort scheme and make sure we have plenty of people participating and you know, good distribution around the town. The other thing is to, you know, should we try and ask and have something that's more fit for purpose, you know, capable of maybe, you know, taking tourist buses and all the rest of it. So we'll go, we'll ask the community councillors again, maybe starting a different place this time. Elaine, do you want to go first?
Well, I would like to look into what's being offered. But I think we should go for toilets. The comfort scheme is fair enough, but I really think we need some toilets.
Where would you put the toilets?
Well, there's the question. I have no idea. I'm where they used to be, I suppose, but there's a business in there now.
Yeah. Yeah. Jean?
I agree with Elaine. I think we have to look for toilets. I don't know if they would be able to do it in the car park, the back of the co-op, you know, the Stuhler car park. When you speak to people, visitors, they don't want to go into like these comfort schemes. They're all a bit iffy about walking into a business just to use the toilet, you know.
And it's been, it's obviously been harder this year in lockdown as well.
Exactly. That's all I've got to say, really.
Yeah. Val, what do you think?
Yeah, we definitely need toilets up the town. But as I say, I mean, I don't know about the Locust Centre, if they're open or they could be open more to use the toilet.
They are already members of the comfort scheme as well. They already do that.
All right. But there's actually quite a few people that have said on their doors, we are not part of the comfort scheme now in Aberfeldy. I was quite shocked when I saw it the other day and I was like, oh, you know, because I thought, oh, it's not very welcoming. Do you know what I mean? But then, like the bakery, I don't know if that still does it, but can you use a toilet in the bakery if you buy something? No?
That was stopped, Val.
All right, so that's what I'm saying, but there's notices on some of the doors. So I don't think that's very nice.
Who's got notices on their doors, Val?
I can't remember. I was just in a shop and I saw it and I was kind of like taken quite aback because I'd never seen that before. I thought everybody was just kind of trying to, you know, just kind of keep together and be nice, but it just actually said we are no longer part of it. And I was like, oh, I can't remember where it was. No idea. Definitely somewhere in Feldy. So I don't know.
Aaron, what do you think?
I agree that we need more toilets. And the other thing is that pandemics could come again, businesses can come and go, but it's just a complete lack of foresight that any other toilet, and I didn't know until just now that there used to be some and it's closed, and it just shows a complete lack of foresight. The only thing I've seen worse is like at Kenmore, knowing that there was one facility and then see how the beach is used. And so in terms of longevity, I don't know how it can be any other decision.
Lorraine?
Yeah, I think, as everybody else said, the comfort scheme is good enough, but people kind of dip in and dip out of it, and it's, you know, forever changing, and there isn't really enough facilities about. The ones at the park are fine, but for people coming into town and parking, one, they don't necessarily know they're there, but it's much handier, especially if you're on a time limit, to have them in town. I don't know if maybe where the recycle bins are at the co-op, could they be taken away? And we've got the recycling centre. Are they a necessity? Are they more of a necessity than, you know, these toilets that don't take up so much space? there. There's got to be some places you can put it. There was talk before about at the other end of the car park at Appin Place side. You know, there's that planting area there. Could that be used, you know, for toilets? I think it's got to be somewhere pretty central. You don't necessarily want them stuck in the middle of the square, but there's got to be somewhere in town. But I think a definite toilet facility that will help attract people and encourage people to come to Aberfeldy and stay here a bit longer without having to run about town trying to find a toilet or just go on, I think would make a big difference.
Let's bring in the two councillors here. Xander?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a national conversation going on about facilities and tourism infrastructure. We've seen particular pressures in certain communities. All of our ones in Highland Perthshire have been affected due to the huge numbers of people who have been coming out and accessing the outdoors. So, as I say, I've been involved in a lot of those national conversations. I think the key question is ongoing is not so much who's going to pay for the upfront costs, because in some ways that is the easy part. Who's responsible for the ongoing running costs? Because there is no point in installing lovely new toilet facilities across the country or across Bethnal Ross or in Aberfeldy or whatever, and then having to close them in a few years' time because of budget cuts. And you know, everyone's aware that public toilets have been up for budget cuts every year for probably at least the last 10 years. So it's not a new thing, in fact, probably longer than that, actually. And that does require funding from somewhere to sustain it, because they're not cheap to run necessarily. And people actually don't necessarily like paying for them. So, you know, we obviously have facilities in Portlochry and Dunkeld that are charged toilets. They're now 50 pence. They're the only two toilets in Perth and Kinross that actually break even. The others are loss making. So, you know, that's something that we need to weigh up. But, you know, there is a conversation going on about national tourism infrastructure that goes a lot further than just beyond toilets. But I think people have realised over the past year that it is, you know, an essential thing, and that we can't keep sort of closing them down and outsourcing them to private businesses, because, you know, during the lockdown, those businesses were closed by government order, but people were still going out and about and needed to access public toilets, which were often shut as well. So, you know, I think from my point of view, I'm supportive, very much supportive of the principle of having public toilets. Putting the flip side of that, you know, looking at the wider council budget, we're going to need money from the government to sustain that, because, you know, we're going to have a lot more public toilets than most council areas, other than, say, Highland and Aberdeenshire, because of the nature of our geography and the fact that we're a high tourist destination. But we cannot afford to pay for them without additional funding for that. So I think that's, you know, where I would say. But I mean, in general, I'm advocating very strongly that councils who are experiencing high tourism pressures should be given more money specifically for that, in the same way that councils that receive additional funding for other special reasons, such as high poverty, etc. You know, we have additional demands placed on us and our communities, so we should receive additional funding as a result. So I don't think it's, you know, a different, you know, situation really.
Yeah, it strikes me the place that's ideally suited in the middle of Aberfeldy is the Lucas Centre. It's staffed. The only problem is that the toilets are on the first floor, and that's difficult for some people to access.
There is a disabled toilet on the ground floor, just inside the door, certainly.
All right.
Yeah.
Just to the right.
They are only open kind of office hours. They're not open in the evening, you know, at 6-7 o'clock in the evening necessarily, when people are maybe, especially in the summer months or earlier in the morning, you know, it's not totally accessible for everybody. But yeah, I was going to reply to Xander's comment about pit lockery toilets. I don't think, you know, any, you know, if it was a case of having toilets or not, I don't think people would object to paying the 50p to go to, you know, a well-maintained toilet facility and have it there if you were having to make a small contribution for using it. I think that's a good way of generating an income from it to make it sustainable and a bit more viable to have, or, you know, other ways of funding for it and things. But yeah, as you say, Pitlochry have them, Dunkeld have them, maybe.
My point was good
for Aberfeldy to have it. I know you were saying like it should be more count, you know, the onus on the council to provide it as a service, but if that's not going to happen, I'm sure people would be willing to pay that small donation towards the upkeep at least of having that facility here.
Well, my point was more actually we get complaints about it being 50 pence. We get emails and we get harangued about it being 50 pence. People do object. I'm not saying the vast majority, but people do object to it. So it's just something to be aware of that, you know, although most reasonable people would, you know, say that's perfectly reasonable, but some people do object to it. So just something to be aware of. But I agree with you. You know, I think it's something Aberfeldy should have, much like Kenmore and other high tourism destinations. We've got hundreds of thousands of people coming through these destinations. You know, it's a very different situation.
I would echo Xander's comments there. I think, you know, obviously the pandemic is what has brought about this kind of rethink on how we do public toilets. And I've just realised that we're going to have to rename our survey A Penny for Your Thoughts to 50 Pennies for Your Thoughts. You know, I think I reported on it last time, but there is a survey which is open on the council website until the 18th of October, and we would encourage people to go online and fill out the survey there and give us their views and thoughts on it. I think I'm right in saying, Xander, out of all the toilets that we run, I think we run 13 from the details there. Pitlochry is the only one that kind of clears its feet. You know, so they are a loss-making facility, if you like, for the council generally. So even at 50 pence, and, you know, Pitlochry is far busier than Aberfeldy tends to be in terms of the numbers going through the toilet there at the bus station, etc. So it's unlikely that a staffed facility in Aberfeldy would cover its own costs. So it would be at a cost to the council. And obviously, we need to think where does that come from. It'd be great if we could get additional funds from central government to do that. But otherwise, it then becomes a pressure on another budget somewhere else. So there's all these kind of things to consider. But I think the key thing we're asking for just now is just people's views. You know, unstaffed toilets are not going to do. You know, going to be suitable, I don't think, given the current situation, which is likely to go on for some time. We're going in. Part of the problem with comfort schemes just now is that there are additional cleaning rules, if you like, around about comfort scheme toilets just now, and burdens. Businesses are finding that a bit of an additional burden at the moment, given that they're trying to recover from the pandemic themselves, and ask them to clean them more often or clean them more deeply, etc., is an additional kind of pressure on them as well. And some of them have decided not to continue in the comfort scheme as a result. So, you know, there's quite a few things to consider in relation to this, but we're just looking for thoughts and views, and we'll see what comes out of the survey and then try and bring forward a new strategy for public toilets across Perth and Kinross. But it is about their long-term sustainability, I think, is the key issue.
If I can just quickly add in there, I mean, people might be aware of, we've mentioned before, the Perth and Kinross offer, which is the council's conversation with communities about priorities and ways of doing things differently. And there is an option for you know, Aberfeldy to say that we think this is a more important thing than other priorities. But, you know, I just want to reflect on that when John and I are getting budget cuts put in front of us, the budget cuts are teacher numbers, public toilets, recycling centres. These are the things that we are weighing up. So we do need a sustainable way to fund all of these things going forward. And that it's not just a case of, and then John's correct, Pollockery is the only one that clears itself. I think Dunkeld sort of breaks even and everything else is loss-making. And those losses are getting absorbed to a degree at the moment. Most other council public toilets are now seasonal. Pitlochry and Dunkeld are the only two that are year-round. Creef, their local business improvement district, runs their toilets in the winter. So, you know, there are alternative models that can be explored as well. And I think, you know, Lorraine's point about the locus centre is a good one. And whether there's an easy conversation potentially that occurred to me when she was talking there about the council paying a bit more to certain operators who stay open for longer hours in the summer to help, you know, make that a more sustainable option. That seems like a sensible potential option to me that could be considered for example, in Aberfeldy.
So I seem to be in a minority of one. My instinct is that a bolstered comfort scheme may be the best solution, especially when we've got some of these buildings like the Lucas Centre and maybe the cinema. We're talking about a sports hub down by the river. There's a number of places in Aberfeldy that could maybe be bolstered, but I'm obviously in the minority on that. The other question I've got is, in the past, people have suggested that a lack of toilets in Aberfeldy has meant that buses don't come here when the other ways might.
Yeah.
Do we know that, if that, is there any evidence for that, or do people think that's the case?
I think over the years, it's been known that a lot of the buses stopped coming because there weren't places for them to go to the loo. But can I ask, has anybody actually been to the co-op and put any pressure on them for getting their toilet there fixed?
They're not going to put it back in at all.
We did go and ask previously and had spoken to them, because initially we had thought that it was a condition of their planning. When they had applied, we thought it was a condition of the planning that they had the toilet there for public use, but it was a recommendation, it wasn't a necessary thing to have. It was recommended and they had said they would try and offer it, but it wasn't a condition of the planning. But it's going to cut away. I think we have been back a couple of times and spoke to them about it, but I think it's going to cost them. It's to do with their pipes and drainage and everything else. It's going to cost them far too much money to have the toilet facility back open again.
Okay.
Do we know, is that actually the case, or are they just trying to put us off with that, I wonder?
I think when we had asked the question, that's what they had said, that it was going to cost them far too much money, and it wasn't a condition of them for the planning or anything else that they had to have it. So I suppose it's their right whether they want to invest the money in it or not. You know, it's not up to us, I suppose, to apply that pressure to them to say you must have a public facility or a public, you know, toilet for people to use. It wasn't a condition of the planning as we had originally thought it might have been. And they've said that it's going to cost them far too much money to reinstate it due to drainage and everything else. So,
okay, Xander?
Yeah, just on the point around, you asked if anyone had spoken to, you know, bus operators. I have spoken to bus operators in the past in relation to Pitlochry, because we had issues around the parking being suspended near the public toilets, and they are quite clear that they use certain locations because they have toilets and they can use them both as a driver rest break stop and for public toilet access for the people on the coaches. Depends on the route, And I think one of the things I would say is the majority of the buses that are coming, for example, through Portlockery, they're heading north-south. They're not going west. So a lot of these operators, some of them are, you know, there's little rabbies ones that go around the distilleries and do a route like that. But the vast majority of the ones, for example, that are coming through Portlockery are going north-south, they're going to Loch Ness, etc. So I'm not necessarily sure that the shift in, there has been a big shift away from coach breaks and even more so now post-COVID. So the big 50-seater bus thing is kind of, you know, it's a very small thing nowadays. The market has shifted significantly. So I think if we were going to be looking at that sort of thing, we'd need to engage with the small coach operators, small bus operators, like Rabies and maybe, I can't remember the wee red bus and all these operators, McBackpackers, etc., and find out if they would be having routes that would go through Aberfeldy, if there's a route that would go through Aberfeldy for them. As I say, I know that the Rabies ones do have a route that used to do distillery in Aberfeldy, and there are some other ones, but those big coaches that used to come through Portlockery, Aberfeldy, all these places, most of these companies have stopped or are certainly much smaller now. The big coach hotels don't really, they're not around anymore. In a lot of cases, they've changed their business models. So it's not quite the same. So I think if we were going to be looking at that, we'd need to engage with those. But I do know that a lot of them do use it, specifically in Portlockery. They use Portlockery and Dunkeld. Those are those two because the timing works for them for stopping, doing a rest break at the right time, doing a public toilet stop, and it's close enough to certain businesses that are open late enough that they can do, and early enough that they can do stops and get, snacks and all the rest of it. So there's a sort of a more holistic thing that needs to just be looked into it about that, as to whether the market is still the same, because it has certainly changed significantly over here. Just that's a bit of context I can provide.
Okay, thank you, Xander. That's useful. So should we try and fill in this questionnaire at the moment, or should we? We could try and get some feedback on the community Facebook page, and then there will be time to submit our thoughts in October if we wanted to do a bit more research. What do people think, Lorraine?
I think it's worthwhile trying to gauge the community's opinion on it. It might be for us saying, oh, we think a toilet facility would be great. Maybe other people don't share that same view, or maybe they have other ideas of where a toilet facility could go, or, have their own thoughts on it. I think it's really good to remind them that the survey is there as well, and to gauge the interest of everybody.
I can ask ASBA for some feedback, see what they're thinking. And as Xander says, it might be useful just to contact a few of these smaller bus companies and just see, where would a facility in Aberfeldy, what would we have to do to make them more likely to come here? Or is it an issue at all? Maybe it's not an issue at all.
Mm-hmm. I know the Locks and Glens buses are still coming to different businesses in the area, and they're going, through Aberfeldy to do that, maybe not as part of a big tour like they were doing before. I think Xander's right, that's maybe all changed. But I know they are still coming, but if they're coming to visit other businesses, why are they not coming into town? Is it because it is time, or, there is no toilet facility, or they've just got other things on, they're just passing through? But I know they are coming to other businesses locally to do different things, but you don't really see them stopping in the town at all. So I don't know.
One went through the day and never stopped. It just kept on going.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so we'll do a wee bit more research. If people here have any good ideas between now and October.
I would be interested in knowing a bit more about the breakdown of running costs for a facility. Because, for example, if 30% of it is staff costs, that's very different to like 75%, i.e. for cleaning and stuff. I'd be interested if, I don't, obviously it's private data, I don't know if Xander has got access to something like that that could be done in such a way that we might have a guideline of what costs might be from Dunkeld or Pitlochry. I appreciate it can't just be printed out or something.
I think I don't think that's necessarily that difficult to get. I think we've had that privately anyway. John and I have had this privately before through budget briefings. So I don't know how much of it's in the public domain, but the vast majority of it's staff costs and running a facility 7 days a week between, you know, 8, 9 and, you know, 5, 6 costs a significant amount of money, basically. I think off the top of my head, John, can you remember? I think it costs about £60,000 a year.
I'd be kind of guessing, I think, but we can see what information we can get you and pass you something.
I'll have a look and see if I can find the information, but I think
a guideline would do, because if you find it's 10% cleaning and or something, it just when you're looking at a model, that information would be interesting.
I mean, the vast majority, I think off the top of my head, I think a full year costs about £50,000-£60,000 for the Pitlochry and Dunkeld ones, and then the ones that are open for about 6-7 months, they're about £30,000, and the vast majority of that is staff costs. You know, small amounts will be other things, but I don't think it includes, for example, capital costs. That's, you know, these are just revenue running costs that we're looking at, and the vast majority of that is staff costs associated not just with wages but pensions and everything else. And, you know, one of the points would be the council running a facility is more expensive than somebody else running a facility, because we pay obviously higher pension contributions and you know, have more generous leave, etc., than perhaps others do. So that is something that, you know, does put the price up a bit of us running a facility direct, but we can find out information on those running costs for you and find out how much we're allowed to disclose. But I mean, the vast majority is, you know, is staff costs.
It wouldn't necessarily have to be a manned toilet facility though, would it? There's lots of other options available where people can still pay to use a facility as such to cover some of the costs. And, you know, you pay, the door opens, you go in and use the facility and then leave again. You obviously have some cleaning costs and things on top of that, and at the moment that's obviously more ongoing than usual. But it wouldn't necessarily have to be a manned one. The ones down by Victoria Park aren't manned and seem to work relatively well. So there's maybe different options available rather than just having a manned facility. Because then you've got bigger premises and a bigger setup and everything else to obviously make it worthwhile.
It probably depends on the capacity, if you know, that you want to provide, if you like, for a public toilet. It may be okay if it was just, you know, there's two toilets down there and our cleansing officer, you know, does the street sweeping, etc., etc. They pop in from time to time, do the cleaning, etc. But if it was a larger facility, I'm not sure that setup would work particularly. I know that they've had to do additional cleaning visits, if you like, since they reopened under COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, it may be that if you're planning to put in, you know, a toilet that's maybe got, I don't know, 3 or 4 urinals and 2 or 3 cubicles for men and, you know, whatever, 6 cubicles for women, you would need someone there on a regular basis to keep it all tidy. But ever, that's the purpose of the survey. We can look at different things and see what folk think is needed and where they're needed.
It very much depends on volume. If you're talking about a small community, maybe, you know, Kenmore or Blair Athol, then an unmanned can work. You know, we couldn't put an unmanned in Pitlochry, for example, and it's not just because of the cleaning, but actually the vandalism costs outweigh dramatically the staff costs. The cost of repairing these vandal-proof toilets is ridiculous, and they're out of action usually more than they're actually in action. You can tell that we've had very extensive conversations about the running of public toilets during budget discussions, because I feel a lot more clued up on them than I should be, perhaps. But It sounds like a simple solution, but it doesn't really work in practice a lot of the time. They tend to be out of action more often than they're in use, and the cost of the capital constant replacement and repairs tends to outweigh the fact, and that's why we have manned ones. And now with COVID, because of the cleaning, you know, we'd be cleaning them every few hours anyway. So it just depends on where. In Blair Athol, there is automated ones, but they're cleaned by a neighbouring business, so the council doesn't have to clean them. So, you know, I think the business gets a bit of money for, you know, the toilet rolls and the cleaning, etc., and the business looks after them. So whether there's models like that, whether, for example, you know, if we're building a new clubhouse down by the golf and the rugby club, whether there's an opportunity to have something incorporated into that building that's not necessarily inside, but is part of that, and that they could be contracted to look after it. You know, these are, I think, the more innovative solutions that maybe we need to look at for certain communities. So I'm just suggesting things. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking these things through, so I'm just making suggestions here.
We actually need something in the town rather than out with the town again, because the toilet's down at the park. And if there's going to be toilets at the golf club, which is just along the road, which is great, but at the same point, we still need something in the town itself, you know, in the vicinity of the square, more or less.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to draw a line under the toilets because we've got quite a lot of other things as well. But I think we all understand what the issues are.